quick disclaimer before we begin, the PEMF podcast does not contain any medical advice, and the content provided is for informational purposes only. If you have any health concerns, please visit a healthcare professional. Welcome back to the PEMF podcast.
And this week we're talking about PEMF and arthritis, as this is one of the more common reasons people use PEMF to deal with their arthritis symptoms. We actually got someone ask us to do this episode underneath one of our last podcasts. So if you do have any questions about PEMF or any topics you'd like us to cover, just make sure to leave them underneath the podcast and we'll get round to them. You may actually now be wondering, how can PEMF actually help with arthritis? What kind of symptoms of arthritis can it actually reduce, and what actually are they?
So as Josh was saying, a lot of people are using PEMF for arthritis. Mainly it can help with reducing stiffness in the joints, mainly reducing the pain and also inflammation. So overall, it's kind of like improving the quality of life for a lot of people with arthritis.
People now might be wondering, because where there is kind of a wide span of arthritis, you've obviously got arthritis that's localized to maybe one area and arthritis that is throughout the whole body. Does this change how you'd actually apply the PEMFs to deal with this?
Yeah, so there can be a few different ways of applying PEMF therapy for arthritis. So you have rheumatoid arthritis, which is pain. It's more of an autoimmune disease, and that affects the whole body. So it's the body's ability to produce the materials it needs to keep the joints lubricated and reduce the inflammation. So with rheumatoid arthritis, we'd always recommend a full body system. So you're not just treating one area of the body. And with osteoarthritis, or arthritis within a certain joint, so a lot of people get kind of like knee arthritis and it's localized to those areas. Again, you can use a localized system in just that area and you can still get some benefits, which we'll talk about a little bit later with one of the studies we found. But we would also recommend still using a full body system and a localized device in that area to intensify it in that area. And that's going to get the results a lot quicker.
Yeah, great answer. And as you kind of mentioned, we will kind of go more into how can people use PEMF for arthritis, what kind of specs they might need to use on their device, and just kind of everything that you need to know about it as a whole, and kind of referencing studies along the way. But people now might be wondering, is this something that you're going to have to use all day, every day? If you've got like rheumatoid arthritis, are you going to have to lay on a mat all day to be able to reduce these symptoms, or is it a shorter time period?
So a lot of that actually comes down to intensity, but we'll move on to that later. So really, you're asking me how long people need to apply the therapy to get results. And it's with arthritis, you know, especially arthritis, people have probably had it for years. It's a chronic condition. It's not going to go overnight. So PEMF therapy can be super effective for people with sleep and all that sort of thing. And that's like an instant result. However, with things like arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, it's going to take time. So when we're talking about time, there's a great study that I found actually that uses PEMF therapy specifically for arthritis in the knee. And I'll go into a bit more about this study. So it was done in Italy. It was in 2016. And the results of this study, what they actually did was they found 33 patients with knee arthritis, and they narrowed that down to 28. So they had people that had knee arthritis in both knees, and both knees were almost as bad as the other, so that they could use the two knees as a controlled trial, basically. What they did with these 28 people, and these were all elderly patients, which is all also quite interesting to point out. So they're all between 60 and 83, where arthritis seems to be more prevalent. And what they did to conduct this study was, they administered the PEMF therapy to one knee. So they used a PEMF device on one knee, and they used the other knee completely untreated as the control. So they took pain scores and they measured the VAS and the WOMAC scores, which were calculated in both knees as a baseline. And then they applied PEMF therapy for 30 minutes, three times a day for 6 weeks. So that gives you a kind of an estimation on a time scale as to when you're going to start seeing results. So the actual results of this study was pretty fantastic. And it was the results showed a significant difference in favor of the PEMF therapy treated knee. So two samples were taken before and after for all the different scores, especially with pain, stiffness, physical function, And they saw that the treated leg, the PMF treated leg, showed the significant difference in favor of the PMF therapy. So they referenced at the end of this, the conclusion was that the study showed that PMF therapy improved the pain, stiffness, and physical function in the elderly patients, of all of these patients as well. So it wasn't inconclusive in any way. So within 6 weeks, they got quite a significant difference in those pain scores.
That's a really interesting study because, as we kind of said before in episodes, for people who are dealing with more kind of like chronic disease, it is more beneficial to use it that 2 to 3 times a day because that is how you will start to see them results. And obviously as well, with it being over the 3 week span, like as we said before, PMF is an ongoing therapy. It's not a 1 week quick fix, but if you do stay dedicated to it and you do use it consistently, you will obviously start to see the results. But as you said, a lot of people who do have arthritis, the main kind of thing that they deal with or have to kind of suffer with almost is the pain of it on a day-to-day basis. How does PMF actually then reduce the pain kind of for these people?
So the main reasons for pain with patients with arthritis is that a lot of the time they have increased inflammation in those joints, but they also have a reduction of cartilage in the joint. So arthritis can be defined through scans when they look at the knee, for example, and over years, the cartilage is worn away. And the pain can be caused a lot of the time by the bones almost grinding together. So it's not a nice disease to have and not a nice symptom. So PMF therapy is one of a small amount of therapies that has actually been shown to rebuild cartilage. And what we say by rebuilding cartilage is not as if the PMF therapy is going in there and it's creating cartilage. Like we mentioned before, PMF therapy is working on the body to create an ultimate environment in the body to heal. So if you're creating that environment in the body to heal, your body is having time to repair that area and it's repairing the cartilage, rebuilding the cartilage in that area. So with an increase of cartilage, that's the lubricant between the two joints. That's ultimately going to reduce pain over time.
Yeah, that's really interesting you say that as well, because in episode 10, where we had Jess Clark on, who was an ex-pro footballer, she actually spoke about her knee injury, and that was kind of one of the biggest things that happened for her. She was bone on bone, had no cartilage there, obviously started using PMF and ended up being able to actually start to play football again. Really interesting episode if you haven't listened to that already. But obviously you mentioned in there about reducing inflammation. For anyone who might have not seen any of our podcasts before or missed the pain and inflammation episode 2 or 3 weeks ago, how does that actually happen? How is PMF reducing the inflammation?
So again, it's all about that area of creating the environment in the body to do its job. So inflammation is created by the body as an autoimmune response to deal with areas of chronic pain or fatigue. And a lot of the time that inflammation doesn't drain from the body effectively. So again, applying PMF therapy and increasing circulation within the body is also going to help with the detox process. So that way, as long as we're drinking plenty of water when we're using the PMF therapy, it's going to help detox and get rid of a lot of that inflammation.
Yeah, definitely. You obviously waive the circulation as well. Is there any other benefits that do come with that for people with arthritis?
So yeah, increasing the circulation again is another effect of PMF therapy. And what that's going to do is it's going to help the blood cells to separate and carry the oxygen around the body more effectively. So if you can increase oxygen in an area, especially in an area where you've got arthritis, that's going to also help with the healing process.
With this increased circulation as well, can it actually help reduce the stiffness? Obviously, that's another big thing that people with arthritis have to deal with.
Yeah, so that's all a byproduct of the same thing. So if circulation is increased within the body, you're going to increase the oxygen. Hopefully, you're going to start to rebuild the cartilage and reduce the inflammation. All of those things are going to allow that joint to actually move a lot more freer.
Okay, great. Another big kind of effect that people with arthritis have is having to deal with like low energy all the time. So they might not be rested because of the pain or just a whole multitude of reasons, or really. How can PMF maybe help increase these people's energy levels as well?
So that comes down to the frequencies a lot of the time. Like we've mentioned before, so we've done a whole podcast on frequency. So if you want to go in really in depth, you can listen to that one. But when it comes to boosting energy, this is where it's much better for a PMF device to offer a higher frequency in the morning and lower frequency at night. It's all about getting that circadian rhythm correct. So there are devices out there that kind of don't take the circadian rhythm into account. And again, applying PMF therapy at whatever frequency is still better than not applying PMF therapy. So I don't want to kind of completely discredit those devices, but getting a device that really takes your circadian rhythm into account is really important. So again, high frequencies in the morning, lower frequencies in the evening. So, and this comes back to the whole frequency thing. And I want to bring in another study that we found to help explain this, because so many people, especially with things like arthritis and with specific conditions, they'll find a study and they will try and replicate that study. So they'll find a device that allows you to select a certain frequency and you can change intensity, and they can, and what these people are trying to do is replicate a study that had a great outcome. So I found another collection of studies that was actually done in India, and this one was in 2009. So we'll leave these links at the bottom of this podcast as well, so you can really read into these studies in arthritis. But this one was more of a collection of studies and looked at the results that all these different studies were getting. And what was really interesting for me is that at the bottom, it lists the different studies and it lists the exposure parameters. So for example, the top one they were looking at used 50 hertz. For one underneath, it was 5 hertz. Then it was 75 hertz. Then it was, so all these different studies are using different parameters of frequencies within PMF devices. And the ones that they've mentioned in the studies all have positive outcomes. So it just reinforces that fact that you really shouldn't be looking for a device that you're trying to replicate a study for and just use one frequency. A lot of the time, the body can get used to using one frequency and it becomes slightly less effective. So finding a device that offers you a range of frequencies and it changes those frequencies throughout one program is a good way to do it. Because again, you don't have to replicate one study that has a good outcome, because many of them do. It's just that when these clinical evaluators are doing a study, a lot of the time they have to put specific parameters in to show how those studies were conducted. So it's not to say that specifically the study that used 50 hertz was the best one for arthritis.
No, it's really interesting you say that, because that's something we've kind of said since our first podcast, really, is to use a range of frequencies and not just kind of stick to that one. So it's nice to kind of see what we've been saying for a long time, almost reinforced by these collection of studies. But obviously with frequency, obviously the question always comes intensity. And is there kind of any maybe optimal intensities that you've seen from studies, or anything that you would say about intensity for people trying to treat arthritis?
So intensity, like I mentioned this earlier, it's quite an important factor for me, especially for things like arthritis, which is a real chronic condition that people have had for many years. And it tends to be in the center of a joint. So it's not an easy area to get to. It's deep within the body. And I would say that intensity, most devices, most PMF devices, you're going to get a result for arthritis over time. But if you want to get a result quicker, then we would recommend looking for something in the medium to high intensity range. This is going to have a better penetration into the body, and you're going to get results from those systems a lot quicker. So we're putting a number to this, you know, going for treatment of arthritis, you're looking at a full body mat from 30 to 50 Gauss and above. So that's kind of in the medium to higher intensity range. You don't necessarily have to go into the thousands of Gauss. So I know Dr. Pawlik's written a book, and his book, he's very, very pro high intensity, and he nominates specific intensities for certain things. And arthritis, he nominates a very, very high intensity. From looking at the customers that we've had over the years, over 10 years of selling PMF devices, what we tend to get that people, even with a one Gauss system, will get results, but it will take a very long time. So we're talking about a year, 2 years before they start noticing a difference in the pain and reduced inflammation, all that sort of thing. With those people, a lot of the time they plateau. So they get to a point where they've gone from a pain level 8 and they've brought it down to a pain level 5, you know, within the first couple of months, and they're like, right, this is great. But then they kind of get a bit of a plateau, and they don't seem to be getting the further results. That could be down to the fact that they're using the same frequency. Their body's got a bit more accustomed to it. But a lot of the time, what we tend to do with these people is we up the intensity. They get the device that maybe offers 50 Gauss or above, 100 Gauss, 1,000 Gauss, that sort of thing. Within the next month, they start noticing that those benefits will start to creep in again. So their pain score goes from 5, starts reducing down to 3 and 2. And as the body starts to build that cartilage again, they start to be getting much more quality of life and the benefits from the PMF therapy.
You mentioned a lot in there about kind of pain scores. Obviously, this is something we also say for people to do sometimes, is to actually kind of track their kind of PMF progress as such and their pain levels. Because as you said, you might not necessarily see something in the first week, but then week 2, it started to go down maybe 1. Week 3, it goes down another 1. How would you kind of track this pain score, or what would you track?
Yeah, so tracking pain scores is something that we really encourage people to do, because let me give you a little example. People start trying to lose weight. They look in the mirror, and if you're trying to lose weight by looking in the mirror, it's very difficult. If you stand on a pair of scales and it says you're 85 kilos today, when you start to work out and do all the things you need to do, go on a diet, start eating healthy, you can physically see that weight coming down. You can see it going to 83 kilos, then to 81 kilos and that sort of thing. But necessarily, if I'm looking in the mirror, I haven't noticed any difference. So this is a very similar thing. If people start to use PMF therapy, and as I say, it's not an overnight therapy, it's going to take a couple of weeks, a couple of months to actually notice a huge difference in your pain scores. Taking a pain diary is really important. So if people can say, right, well, woke up this morning and I'm at 8 in the mornings, and by the afternoon and the evening, it starts to get better, or even maybe for some people, it gets worse later in the evenings, then they can take those pain scores down. When you start applying the PMF therapy, and if you're doing it once a day, twice a day, 3 times a day, then you can start to, over the course of a week, 2 weeks, you can start to monitor your pain score. And it may even be that you've just moved down a 7 or a 6 or something like that. And people are waking up 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, and they're thinking, oh, I'm still in pain, so this can't be helping. But if you've got a pain score and you're like, oh, actually, no, it's nowhere near an 8 today, it's more of a 6, then you can see those numbers dropping, you can see something physically changing, and it just helps so much more. Because we do sometimes get people that will use a PMF system for a month. In their head, they don't necessarily notice a big difference. They send a system back. Then within the next week, their pain increases and they think, oh yeah, that was working, it was helping. A lot of the time we get a phone call, I need the device back. But if you're taking those pain scores and you're nominating the numbers, it's just something that really helps people to see a physical change.
Yeah, that's a really good explanation kind of why people should do it. I really liked the whole weight example. That's not something I've necessarily heard before. But a lot of people might kind of be listening now as we're coming to the end, and they're going, well, you're saying it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to see the difference, but I can take a painkiller and I'm good as new the next day or within an hour. Why would someone go for PMF rather than just keeping with the pain medication or whatever they're doing now?
So it's a great question, because this is where the medical industry is completely wrong, and people's mentality to pain medication is not where we'd want it to be. Pain medication is great. You know, if you're in a lot of pain, you take a painkiller, takes away the pain, great. But it's not getting to the root cause of the issue. So we can be taking pain medication for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, months, years. Some people I've heard of, you know, they come to us to buy a PMF device and they've been taking pain medication for over 10 years. It's just crazy, because all you're doing is you're masking the pain. A lot of the time the body gets used to those painkillers, so you just up the dosage, and it's not getting to the root cause of the pain. So complementary therapies like PMF therapy, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. It's like, why not introduce it? Looking at these studies, and if you want to read these studies afterwards, if you look at the conclusions, they will all say that no adverse effects were found whilst using PMF therapy. So there is no risk to adding this to your routine. Still take the pain medication for the time being if you want to. You know, if you really need those to manage your pain, it's absolutely fine. But what we want to do over time is get people to a place where they've fixed the problem, not masked it. And over time, they can start reducing their pain medication. And eventually, a lot of the time, we get people and they come to us and they say, I'm off my pain meds completely. So definitely something's working here. And that's what we want to spread the message and get people to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a great point, because as you said, like, a lot of people now kind of are just looking for that short-term fix rather than the the long-term fix that will be kind of more beneficial, just because it is that 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe away where they can get instant results today as such, but might not be that beneficial kind of long-term. But yeah, as I said at the start of this episode, if you do have any PMF questions after this episode now, or if you have any topics that you do want us to cover, just make sure to leave them below this episode, wherever you're listening. And obviously while you're there, make sure to subscribe or follow us on whatever platform you're on. And if you're on Spotify, to leave us a 5-star review, because every 5-star review helps us make better episodes every week and get better and better guests on.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the PEMF podcast.